Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing. You're listening to episode number 5, recorded on May 28th, 2009. I'm your host, Corey Creed of Hippo Internet Marketing. And we don't really have a topic for today. We just have a person we want to talk to, and that is Jason Keith from right here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Jason, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
All right. Happy to be together. You and I have worked together on a few little odds and ends things over the past year and a half so, and so we figured we'd have you on. We got a big thing coming up here pretty soon, Social Fresh. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I was wondering if you could tell the folks that are listening a little bit about yourself. We saw what you did with WordCamp, or several of us did, and we know you got Social Fresh coming up, and we know you're a social media guy. We see you on social media a lot, but what's your history? What's your background?
Well, I've always been, you know, pretty obsessed with the internet and computers and technology from as young as I can remember, from, you know, playing on Apple IIs in first and second grade. So that's always been a passion of mine. Through high school and college, I focused on journalism, and then that led into design. I was a graphic design major with a Bachelor of Fine Arts at UNC Charlotte, and that really opened up a lot of, you know, online publishing interest for me. Got into blogging, got into, you know, I've always been into social networks since the GeoCities days of simple website publishing and the audience that they tried to grow around that up until today with Twitter and Facebook and everything. And I've held a few jobs in the nonprofit world, helping them design and marketing and even social networking to an extent early on. Then I got into the advertising agency realm of things and really explored using social media as a marketing tool, exploring my ability to provide the strategy for that for pretty big name clients. That was more or less my transition from purely a designer publisher to more of strategy and consulting. And today I am a social media consultant, kind of made that full transition and enjoying every minute of it. I'm really passionate about it. I kind of consider myself an idea guy, and social media is a really great space to come up with ideas and explore them and put them into practice and really help out businesses with some creative marketing strategy.
Yeah, it really is fun, isn't it? I mean, the whole social media thing, even though we may do it for marketing or for customer relations or whatever you use social media for, even if you're just doing it for networking, it is fun. There's no doubt about it. You mentioned some of the things you did. I think back of, you know, even just the bulletin boards, and I had a Commodore 64. That's how far back I go. And we got on our, you know, 300 baud modems back then and connected with other people. And really, there's some of the same principles there, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think social media, in its essence, you know, people connecting to other real people rather than something static, like a static web page or, you know, a static game or something online. I think the essence of it goes back to the beginning of the internet. It's connecting people with one another, and it's happened with email bulletin boards. It's happened with, you know, any type of closed networks at colleges and universities when computer networks first started, up into AOL, up into GeoCities, you know, all kinds of examples from the 80s and 90s. And I think the tools, what's really defining it now, and what's making it come into its own, is the advance of the tools and the things that can help you do it faster and connect to more people, as well as the growth of the audience online as well. I mean, the internet's blowing up, so there's more people that can connect. So those two things are really promoting it as its own, you know, world these days.
Yeah. And what are you finding? I know, because you're very active in the social media. I see you out there a lot, and I see the number of followers and things you have. What do you think it's being used primarily for? Is it all those things? Is it for dealing with customers? Is it for marketing? Is it for networking? Is it all those things and more? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a personal tool first. I mean, if you go to MySpace, if you go to Facebook, if you go to YouTube, those are some of the largest social networking communities online. Most of the things taking place on there are personal use. It's posting photos of your weekend, of your family, videos of latest dance routine with your dance team. It's posting events. Some of those can be business related, but a lot of them are personal events, and inviting each other. So it's, a lot of it is that personal communication. Of course, whenever these number of people start to come together, you know, marketing and business follows where the people are. So that's what's happening. Marketing and business, and, you know, even the scam artists, they're all flocking to where the people are and accelerating the business use of the platform.
Yeah. And with the growth of it and with everything coming around, even though in its basic sense it's been around for a long time, the last couple of years we've seen incredible growth with Facebook and Twitter and some of these types of things, even YouTube as a social media, not just for a storing videos only. I guess it's kind of hard to tell because even in the last 2 years it's changed dramatically. What do you have any ideas or thoughts on what might be coming in the future or what we should be thinking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line? Where is this all going to head? You got any ideas?
Well, I think we're seeing right now a solidification of, you know, where the waypoints, where the keystones of social media are going to be. Not to say those won't change, but, you know, Facebook is not just happy with being, they weren't happy with being the college social network, so they expanded, you know, beyond that. That was their first target audience. So they expanded beyond that, got a lot of professionals now. You know, their highest growth demographic is 35 plus, 45 plus. You know, so they're not just happy with that small audience. Beyond that, they're not just happy being a social network. They've branched out and, you know, they've got a platform on the iPhone. They've got Facebook Connect, which is becoming its own communication platform across websites. So I think because if a social network is able to stay innovative like that and move with the really fast-paced changing of social media and the internet itself, I think they can, you know, become a core piece of, you know, what the future is. I think Twitter has a possibility to do that just because there's so many tools being built on top of Twitter as a platform. It's becoming more of a communication platform and less of just a pure social network. Kind of the same thing we were talking about with Facebook. MySpace has not done as well of a job as that, and that's why they're seeing some declines in on-site time and things like that. So I think an important piece is that the sites that are going to be around in the next 2 to 3 to 5 years are the ones that are going to be able to change and adapt and become, you know, stay relevant to people. But beyond that, a step beyond that, I think the networks themselves are going to become less important, and it's the user and how that user's community travels with them. So you've got things like OpenID, you've got things like Open Social, which are more or less just sets of rules so that when you jump from one social network to another one, or you jump to the next greatest thing, or you use a social tool on a blog, that it's all connected and you don't have to type in all your information every time. Your friends maybe come with you every time. You don't have to re-add everybody, and make it an easier transition for the user from when they travel to different places on the internet. And I think that's going to be a pretty powerful piece of the future.
Yeah, that makes sense. You think about that, you know, just guidelines and standards across so that people can jump from one to the other. Some of the numbers I've seen recently, you can confirm or deny these, but when an actual poll of people was taken and not just on online or social media sites, it was found that approximately 5% of Americans have a profile on Twitter, and as much as 40 to 50% at least have a profile on Facebook or MySpace, one of the two. Doesn't mean they use them, but they have them. Are those similar to the numbers you're seeing, or what do you hear?
Yeah, I've seen those same figures. A lot of people claim that those Twitter numbers are exaggerated. Who knows if they are? I mean, it's safe to say that Twitter is a pretty small niche community currently right now, even though there's a lot of Hollywood people, a lot of media people on there. I think it's still going to remain somewhat niche for a little bit longer, but it's going to be a trend-setting community. It's, you know, people that break news, people that break trends, and, you know, people that are, you know, surging in the front of the pack when it comes to, you know, internet-savvy folks. MySpace, Facebook, I think the big number there that to pay attention to is the fact that it's getting to the point where more or less a majority of people are on a social network and experiencing that community and that platform of communication.
Yeah. And so you and I have talked about this in the past, but I didn't tell you I was going to bring this up, but I'll bring it up anyways because I know you're comfortable with it, is the whole idea of using social media for marketing. You know, we look at search engine optimization and we look at some of the other marketing tools we use online. You know me, I'm kind of a e-commerce guy. I own several e-commerce sites. That's how we make our money as a small business. But also we do training classes and internet marketing classes and my blog and all that other stuff. We look at social media and we look at it through the eyes that we know, and that is marketing. How can we use it for marketing? With the need of transparency and honesty and openness in the social media world, is it practical to think, in your opinion, that we can use these social media tools for marketing as long as we're not blatantly spamming and obnoxious? Are they good tools for small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses to actually not just reputation management or customer management, but a marketing tool to get new people finding them and liking them?
I would say 100%. I mean, it's being used now successfully by tons of people, and you can cite examples from the small business, whether it's, you know, a local pizza place or a local massage therapist, or, you know, large Fortune 500 companies like Ford and and Burger King and some of their recent campaigns. There's plenty of successful case studies that show it's true. I think on a broader scale, you know, social media is an opportunity to connect with people, and that's the best marketing you can get. You know, word of mouth is your best extension of your brand. It's the best way to pass a good experience from one customer to another. And social media is just the online extension of that. So if you can master the word of mouth online, you're using social media marketing. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are doing that well. I mean, I'm a big brand person, and anytime you can extend your brand to your customers and make that a piece of it, you look at Apple, where they have really passionate fans and they're just really rabid about the product, and it becomes, you know, almost part of their personality that they're an Apple person. You know, that's any company's, any brand's dream. Yeah. And I think social media is a tool that really lets people do that well and gives them more options to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure, you know, we could talk about some of those things all night long. You and I have had extensive conversations at times about it. But let's talk about the Social Fresh, which is what you're in the middle of right now. I know you're doing this event, this big event this year, and you and I have been able to work together on it a little bit and try and get some good prices out to the people we know in our networks. What is the whole Social Fresh? What is it? When is it? And what led up to it?
Social Fresh is a social media conference. It's a one-day conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's focused on social media for business, whether it's small business or Fortune 500. There will be people there from every level of business and marketing. It's mainly targeted towards marketing professionals, but we're having a lot of, you know, corporate level interest, you know, C-level people. We're having a lot of business owner interest. Anybody that's really trying to figure out social media and get good quality examples of how to use it to further their business, to improve their bottom line, are the people that are interested and have already signed up for the event. Where did it come from? I think, you know, I did WordCamp Charlotte back in late 2008, and the real genesis from that is kind of the same genesis for this, and it was that I wanted a tech, blogging, social media event in Charlotte because there's not many events in the Southeast that cater to these types of skill sets and these types of communities. There was one that was going to happen in Raleigh, but it ended up falling through. So I got tired of kind of waiting for something to happen or near me, and I just decided to do it myself. You know, I've done some event planning in the past. I've helped with conferences with some of the nonprofits I've worked at, and, you know, I felt like I had the skill set to do it. And I put a couple messages out there on Twitter to see if there was demand. It was overwhelming demand. Yeah. WordPress was really great in working with us, and we put together, you know, a great event. Coming off of that, you know, I'm much more involved in social media now. It's more or less my career path, and social media has seen this tremendous jump in demand, this tremendous craving of people, marketing, business owners, et cetera, that want to learn more about it. I'd say in the past 2 to 3 months. I've been working as a social media consultant now for maybe 6 months to 12 months. 6 to 12 months ago, people were not, you know, approaching me. I'd get unsolicited inquiries maybe, I'd say, once every 2 weeks max, 6 to 12 months ago. Over the last 2 to 3 months, I get 1 to 2 a week easily. Yeah. That's the demand that we're seeing. So there's obviously a demand for it. So I wanted to have an event. There's also not many social media conferences, social media events in the country, much less the Southeast. You know, there's a lot of tech conferences and blogging conferences, but I saw a need for something that focused it for business use. I've met a lot of great people at, you know, events like WordCamps and PodCamps and South by Southwest that I know have these skill sets and are doing great things in big companies and have some great advice to pass along. So I wanted to, you know, build on WordCamp and build on the excitement that's around the subject in Charlotte and the Southeast and offer an event that could really give people a jump start into the social media game.
Yeah, and another thing you and I have talked about, and it's probably been 6 months to a year now since the last time we talked about this, but Charlotte really is exploding for this type of thing. I mean, we look at other cities in the general area in the Southeast region and even outside of that, and several of them are bonding together and growing their social media people and the online people, whether it be SEOs or social media consultants. They're getting together, they're learning from each other. But it just seems like Charlotte in the last year or two, you know, as long as I've only been here a couple of years now, a little over that, and in the last year especially, they're just really coming together on Twitter and Facebook and meetups and, you know, we have our SEM Charlotte meetup thing, and that's been going strong, but there's a whole bunch of other ones too. Why do you think Charlotte is doing this, or is it just happening everywhere and we just notice it here because we live here? What do you think?
It's definitely happening everywhere. If you look at, I helped start the social media club Charlotte in town a few months ago. We've really kind of taken that to another level recently and gotten some good organization behind it. And those social media clubs, it's a social media club, national or international, that whole concept has only existed since, I believe, late 2006, early 2007. But it only really started getting an organization behind it over the last year or two. And it's really exploded. Those social media clubs are popping up everywhere, every city. We've even got an organization of social media clubs in the Southeast United States organizing. And I'd say there's probably, I think, 20 people that were on the first conference call for that, somewhere in that range. And that's just in the Southeast United States. So, I mean, that's, the growth is happening everywhere. I think it's fairly, it's almost more obvious in Charlotte because I think we were a little behind in the beginning. You have cities like Atlanta and Raleigh with large, I'd say, tech and higher educated people, populations. They have tech schools in those areas. Raleigh especially is more or less the Silicon Valley of the East Coast, in my opinion. It's got tons of developers and really tech-savvy people that develop a lot of the software we're talking about and the tools that we're talking about. But Charlotte is one of the fastest-growing cities in the country. I mean, last time I saw it was like the third. It's, you know, it's always in the top five over the last 5 to 10 years of fastest-growing. So if you have fastest-growing and you have the good job market that we have in Charlotte, you have this influx of really smart, really educated people. And with that comes people that want to learn how to use social media and are using it and are thought leaders. You know, a lot of people that are leading the community in Charlotte are people that came from other cities as well. You know, you have people from New Orleans, people from D.C. I was in Philadelphia for a while. So I think we kind of made that longer jump. And I think the influx of really smart people into town is helping it a lot.
Yeah, I thought when I came here 2 years ago that there'd be a very established online marketing, you know, group of people that all know each other, and to break into that marketing club, whatever it is. But it really wasn't. And it seems like a lot of people in just the last 2 years that I've been here have just shown up, you know. It's fantastic. It's very exciting. I think it's a great time for an event like this. I think WordCamp was fantastic last year. BarCamp not too long ago went really well. And now it's time to hold something like this. One of the things I like about Social Fresh that I'm personally excited about, that it's not just for people that are already real internet marketing savvy. I mean, it seems like it's for businesses. You're holding it midweek, not on the weekend. You're trying to reach out to some of these different corporates and things like that. What should people expect? I mean, if someone is working in a company and they're a marketing person or something like that, should they be afraid to come here that it's only going to be real savvy people and they're going to be confused? Or is it for beginners, newbies, experienced marketers, tech people? Who's it for?
I think there'll be something for everybody, to be honest. When we first started planning the event, I was very cognizant of targeting it towards the business audience because I thought there was a need there. The event's going to be on a Monday, and that is, you know, I think that's better during the week, can be better for a business audience. So that was, you know, one of the steps that we took. The event is kind of expanded from just business to, we want to offer a wide range. So we're going to have 2 to 3 events per session. There'll probably be 6 to 7 sessions during the full day of training and speakers. And each, you know, 1 hour session could have a beginner course, a course or speaker or panel on something really technology focused, and then something focused for, you know, the really marketing savvy people or the corporate Fortune 500 marketing people. So there's going to be something for everybody. Some of the better speakers we have, as far as, you know, people you may know of or the companies that they represent, from like Best Buy and Rubbermaid and IBM, you know, those are going to be speakers that are really speaking mostly to corporate marketing person or an advertising agency, a professional, marketing professional of any kind. However, I mean, a small business person can take those same lessons and apply it to their business pretty easily. At the same time, we're going to have stuff that's specifically tailored to the small business and, you know, to somewhat beginners. But most of the content is focused to marketing professionals.
Nice. It's exciting. It really is. And I look at this. I know there's some local training events going on for social media. I know, as I mentioned to you earlier, Brandon Utley and I are working on something for social media, specifically for marketing as opposed to networking. And I know that, Lisa Hoffman and Scott, they're doing something over there. I know you've talked about something with Social Media Charlotte. I look at this as not so much training, although it will definitely involve training and learning stuff, more as a networking event, an expo to go see some of the local businesses that are involved in this type of thing, and, you know, just learning from real life experiences, just a higher level or a different opportunity than would be a one-day class. Is that how you see it too?
Yeah, I completely agree. The training will not be hands-on, you know, this is what you need to do to optimize your Facebook page, or this is what you need to do to integrate social tools into your website, specific steps, holding your hand, etc. A lot of that is, you know, there's a lot of those classes popping up. I've been involved with a lot of people who are doing it, and there's all kinds of different implementations for that, options for that to explore. This is more, what did Best Buy do to use social media to increase their internal communications and, you know, better their company? What are they doing to open their API? How did Rubbermaid do so well with their Twitter and blogging efforts, corporate blogging efforts, et cetera? Yeah. You know, what were the results for that? What were the, you know, return on investments for those? What are the metrics that they use? You know, and also, you know, the two really things we're focusing on for Social Fresh are, one, really tangible examples of social media marketing and success stories of social media marketing. Secondly, how technology is contributing to that conversation and that transition, how technology is the future of the social media technology and how it's going to drive, you know, in 6 to 12 months, those marketing budgets and where that's going to go. Because I think as marketers, we want to know where the technology is going. So we've invited a lot of people that are developing that technology right now and are thinking ahead of what they're going to be developing next year. You know, the people that are actually building the technology to have that that point of view represented.
Yeah. Awesome. Very exciting. I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
What's the date? Where is it going to be held? And how do we get tickets? How much do they cost? Can you give us some details?
Yes. So it's Social Fresh is August 24th. It's a Monday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a little bit of flexibility in those times. You know, the more speakers we add, we may have to actually extend the day. I'm not sure yet. But that's the pretty locked in for now, unless we have too much content. But the heart of the content is going to be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the Holiday Inn Charlotte City Center. That's in Uptown Charlotte. They've got a rate for us of $99 a night that if you're with the Social Fresh, you can stay there. If anybody's coming from out of town wants to say Sunday night or Monday night. Tickets right now are $195. They jump up in a couple days to $225 for the month of June. However, there is a great – and you can go to socialfresh.com or follow us on Twitter at SoFresh. SO Fresh to look at those prices and look at some discounts we've got listed. One of the best discounts that we're going to have, or the best discount that we're going to have, is through your site, Corey, the Jungle Map. If you sign up for Corey's newsletter, we will give you a code that more or less gives you $45 off the current $195 price. So that's $150 to attend. And that will be the lowest price that we offer for attendance to Social Fresh, because like I said, it's going to, not only is that discount out in a couple of days, but the base price of $195 is jumping up in a couple of days. So it's, you're really going to be saving in June, you know, $80 on the event if you sign up now through the Jungle Map.
Yeah. And thank you very much for that opportunity. We appreciate working with you folks and getting to tell our people and getting some of your people over to our site and all that. It's been a great opportunity. We've seen a lot of people coming through and getting tickets early, which is great. The sad thing is, by the time this audio podcast gets out there, there's really only going to be a couple more days where they can take advantage of that. Most people that download it and listen to it will probably listen in June, and, well, we'll just have to tell you about the next one, I guess.
That's too bad, but there will be some more discounts, so just pay attention and go to socialfresh.com and pay attention to Corey's site, and hopefully we'll have something for you.
Yeah, yeah. And so so tell me, as we wrap this up here, what's going to happen next? Is Social Fresh going to become a brand? Is it just this one conference? Is it an annual conference? Is it going to have – are you going to come out with a line of T-shirts or TV shows? What's going to happen next after this is over, do you think? Or do you not know?
We're thinking about purchasing an airline or two with the Social Fresh. I mean, it's definitely a brand. It's, you know, we've incorporated it. It's an LLC. And I really want to extend it as an event series. We're talking about doing a specific small business-focused Social Fresh a couple months after this one, maybe in Charlotte, most likely somewhere in the Carolinas. I've already had a few of friends of mine, business partners, that want to bring it to other cities. So I haven't committed to that or really even explored it extensively, but I do see an opportunity there. I think there's some other geographics in the country that kind of have missed out the same way the Southeast has, where we could probably take it there and be successful. But that's, you know, that's a little ways away. You know, that would probably be 2010, most likely at the earliest. And also, we're thinking about a few other opportunities. There will be t-shirts for the event, but that's not really a profit machine for us or anything. And I doubt we even make much money on this first one. We just want to get out there and get the quality event out there, get the content out there, and have a really successful event for something that we think is needed. And is depending on how successful it is, that'll determine a lot of where, you know, Social Fresh as an event series, as a brand, goes. But it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, just curious, how many people can you fit in that place? You think it'll sell out?
Yeah, I hope it sells out. We're limited by the space. I more or less went for the, not the cheapest venue in Uptown, but the one that was, that could hold a really a technology conference and work with us and was excited to have a social media conference. I had a couple of hotels that were, you know, a little cheaper, but they weren't really embracing the content of the conference. But the max, I believe, we can't go more than 200. It might even be a little less than that. We're hoping 150 to 200 people. So it's a little smaller than some of your bigger conferences, but I think it'll be a great size for Charlotte and the Southeast. If we sell out, then the next one will be at a bigger place, and
yeah.
I look forward to that challenge.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just an optimistic guy, but I really do think you're going to sell out. I think it's one of those things that if it interests you, you need to jump in and get those tickets. Not, I mean, I'm not making any money off of it. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know that you're going to even make a whole lot of money off of this when it's all over. But I think that, no offense, but I think it's a starting point, you know? And so the smart thing to do is to get in early. And so for all of my listeners, I encourage you, even if you don't make this special before June 1st offer, please think seriously about whether you can make it. And I'd hate for any of my followers, especially, to miss out on it just because they didn't jump in early enough. And so, hey, let me ask you, Jason, as we wrap up here, I want to thank you for being on here and letting me interview you for a little while. I'm putting you on our Jungle Map podcast. We appreciate that. But as we wrap up here, I always enjoy our conversations. You're a brilliant man. How do people connect with you personally and with the Social Fresh thing? What's the best thing for them to do?
Okay, Social Fresh is socialfresh.com, just how it sounds. JasonKeith.com is Jason, K-E-A-T-H, not K-E-I, but K-E-A-T-H.com. And that's my blog, more or less. I write about media. I have a lot of guest posts from other thought leaders on where the media is going. A lot of it's social media, some of it's advertising, marketing related, but just, you know, where is media going? It's changing pretty quickly, and, you know, how it's transitioning. And then you can find me on Twitter at J-A-K Rose. Look forward to connecting with you. I appreciate you having me, Corey, and I appreciate all the help you're giving with Social Fresh and all the events that we're doing here in Charlotte. It's great working with you, and I think it's going to be a great event. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks again. And so thank you to you. Thank you to our listeners. As a reminder, you can find today's podcast, including show notes and links to what we've talked about, at thejunglemap.com. Look for the button called Podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter and learn about our upcoming classes on SEO, AdWords, and blogging at Hippo IMT. Please drop by Twitter. I am Corey Creed, CoreyCreed on Twitter. And if you're in Charlotte, make sure you check out our local Search Engine Marketing Association at SEMCLT.com. And we might add that is not quite the same as SMCLT, correct? Tell us what that is, Jason, as we wrap up here.
That is the Social Media Club for Charlotte. That's at socialmediacharlotte.com, and we're just getting that organized. It's more or less just an event organization site right now, but we're starting some memberships and executive board and really turning it into a great networking organization for social media professionals.
Excellent. It sure is a great time to be here in Charlotte and to see everything that's happening online. Thanks again, Jason, and thank you for everyone for listening to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing.